Amen. Turn with me, if you would, to Psalm 118. Psalm 118. And while you're turning there, I want to talk about a true hope for America. A true hope for America. And, of course, this is a presidential election year, if you can even call it that anymore, an election year, because it seems so rigged these days and fake. Well, Donald Trump is not the hope for America. And I'm certainly not promoting communist Kamala up here. But God, the Lord Jesus Christ, is the hope for America. Psalm 118, the Bible says in verse 8, "It is better to trust in the Lord than to put confidence in men." Smack dab in the middle of your Bible, it is better to put confidence in the Lord than in men. And how are we even saved? By grace through faith. And obviously we want to walk by faith and have our confidence in the Lord day to day. It's not just salvation. Obviously you can never lose your salvation, but we want to have our confidence in the Lord and not rely on, what does it say in the prophets, as a bruised reed, when there's a wicked man saying of one of the kings that, you know what, if you trust in the king of Egypt, it's as leaning upon a bruised reed. And you know what, trusting in a man, Donald Trump, who doesn't have a spiritual bone in his body, is as if we were leaning upon a bruised reed. He's going to let us down. And I was thinking, you know, well, he'd be way better than Kamala, at least in a worldly standpoint, a worldly perspective. He's going to be better for the economy, right? But he's not against the Federal Reserve, so is he really even ultimately going to be good for the economy? And that's just from a worldly perspective. The problem with America is a spiritual problem. And all the problems we see in America are fruits stemming from a root that is corrupt in a spiritual sense. And Donald Trump is not a righteous influence. He's not a spiritual man. I don't think the guy's a reprobate. There's things that I like about him. There's things that I appreciate about him. But America needs to acknowledge that its hope is Jesus Christ. I don't dislike the slogan, "Make America Great Again." I don't dislike it, but I dislike the hypocrisy of not emphasizing, yeah, he can't even really acknowledge that what made America great in the first place is Christianity, it's the Bible. Recently, I apologize, I forgot to set my timer, but recently, even recently in a sermon, or sorry, sermon, in a speech, in an interview, he said recently that, you know, I think it's good for people to have religion, to believe, you know, if you're good, you go to heaven. If you're bad, you go to some other place. This was in a recent interview. Now, the reason I bring this up, I don't think it necessarily takes a saved, born-again believer to make a decent president. I think you could have a moral president that's at least helping us go the right way as a nation, perhaps, not even being saved necessarily. It's just a president. He's not a pastor or anything. But here's the thing. For the past 8 years, if there's a man who people were praying for most in the world to get saved and to be a Christian, it's Donald Trump. I can't even imagine how many Christians have been praying for that man to get saved. And 8 years later, he's not saved. He has this works-based salvation idea. He's not even saved. So the point is this. Despite all those prayers and all this time, he's not seeking the truth. So what is his motive? Additionally, the hypocrisy of MAGA not emphasizing what made America great in the first place. Now, that was on Donald Trump. He's not our hope spiritually. The problem with this country is spiritual. Our hope needs to be in the Lord. Now, we'll talk about Communist Kamala for a moment. There's so much you could say about Communist Kamala. But recently and repeatedly, she's stated that, you know what, it's all about ending up in the same place. And she's not talking about going to heaven, if that confused you. She's talking about all ending up in the same place. In an economic context, in a financial context, that is straight out of the Marxist Communist Manifesto. That it's the redistribution of wealth. So, hey, if you want to work your ass off and, sorry, and make six figures and get a skill set and earn money and work an honest living, you're going to have to redistribute your wealth so that this bum that doesn't want to work, he's going to make a $40,000 income and you might maybe make $50,000. That's straight out of the Communist Manifesto. And she doesn't even believe the words out of her own mouth because she still wants to be elite. Yeah. Hypocrite. And so, speaking of an able-bodied bum that doesn't want to work, I give you the parable of the able-bodied bum that does not want to work. So maybe you've run across people in your life, they're able-bodied, they don't work, they should work, and you giving them a handout actually hurts them, it enables them, and they have all these horrible habits, and they probably need to just hit rock bottom in order to change. America is spiritually as an able-bodied bum that doesn't want to work righteousness, and maybe it needs to hit rock bottom before it'll change. Maybe it needs communist Harris as its president before it'll change. Because the problem with America is that Christianity is so weak and so soft and always making these excuses to not fight the Lord's battles. And that men today are so effeminate, they don't want to lead their families, and they're letting their daughters become whores, and their mothers just not be homemakers, and all these spiritual problems stemming from people not having the Lord's Word as their foundation. That is the problem with America, and what is our hope? It's in the Lord. And like Joshua 24 says, "As for me and my house, we will serve the Lord." If this country goes to hell and things get worse and worse and worse and it becomes like North Korea or something, you know what? I'm going to have peace with God through my Lord Jesus Christ. And so can you. And we can win souls to Christ and we can have great riches in heaven and peace. Amen. So with that, we'll pray.